A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Arise, shine out, Jerusalem, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising on you. Though night still covers the earth and darkness the peoples, above you the Lord now rises, and above you his glory appears. The nations come to your light, and kings to your dawning brightness. Lift up your eyes and look around. All are assembling and coming towards you, your sons from far away, and daughters being tenderly carried. At this sight you will grow radiant, your heart throbbing and full, since the riches of the sea will flow to you, the wealth of the nations come to you. Camels in throngs will cover you, and dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. Everyone in Sheba will come, bringing gold and incense, and singing the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. All nations shall fall prostrate before you, O Lord. All nations shall fall prostrate before you, O Lord. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. All nations shall fall prostrate before you, O Lord. In his days justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. All nations shall fall prostrate before you, O Lord. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coast shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all rulers shall fall prostrate. All nations shall serve him. All nations shall fall prostrate before you, O Lord. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor. All nations shall fall prostrate before you, O Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. You have probably heard how I have been entrusted by God with the grace he meant for you. And it was by revelation that I was given the knowledge of the mystery. This mystery that has now been revealed through the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets was unknown to any men in past generations. It means that pagans now share the same inheritance, that they are parts of the same body, and that the same promise has been made to them in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus had been born at Bethlehem in Judea, during the reign of King Herod, some wise men came to Jerusalem from the east. "Where is the infant king of the Jews?" they asked. "We saw his star as it rose and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was perturbed, and so was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. At Bethlehem in Judea, they told him, for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you will come a leader who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men to see him privately. He asked them the exact date on which the star had appeared, and he sent them on to Bethlehem. Go and find out all about the child, he said, and when you have found him, let me know so that I too may go and do him homage. Having listened to what the king had to say, they set out, and there in front of them was the star they had seen rising. It went forward and halted over the place where the child was. The sight of the star filled them with delight, and going into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and falling on their knees, they did him homage. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod and return to their own country by a different way. The Gospel of the Lord.
I'd like just to tell you a little story this morning. Some of you might have heard it before. If you have, you'll realise it's a story worth repeating. It's about a little church in Holland. Many years ago, it was a very old church, and it was a simple church. The walls were whitewashed, and people came every Sunday, just as you do here. And as they came into the church, there's one wall near the entrance where people would stop and just bow to the wall and then go to their places. And nobody really knew why this took place, why this habit. Nobody could explain it except that it's what people did, and it was kind of handed down from parents to their children and the children to their grandchildren and so on. One day, the people in the parish decided they wanted to renovate the church. So they set about cleaning and scrubbing, and as they were doing this, somebody noticed that when the whitewash was removed from the wall, or was beginning to be removed from the wall where people bowed to, they could see there was a painting behind it. So they very carefully continued, and eventually they found it was a beautiful painting of Christ. And they then realized where their tradition of bowing to the wall came from, that this picture of Christ was revered by their predecessors, but somehow had been obliterated by being whitewashed. Well, it's a little symbolic tale, really, when we think of Christmas and the season of Christmas in the Western world. There are many people, as we know, who don't really appreciate the real meaning of Christmas, the God coming among us as one like us, the incarnation. But yet they are able to enjoy all the things that we use to celebrate Christmas by. Families get together, carols are sung, cribs are made, and on Christmas Day, it's a time when people exchange presents. No matter whether people have an understanding of what Christmas is all about, everybody knows it's a time of goodwill, of peace, of love, and of being generous to each other. Well, in a certain way, we can think of that church in Holland with the whitewashed painting, and perhaps for many people in our Western world, that's what Christmas is like. They know that there's something special about it, but if you were to ask them what it is they're really celebrating, they might not be able to give the answer that we could give as believers. So what follows on from there, of course, is that we are privileged to have the knowledge of what we're celebrating. We believe that Jesus came among us, God became one of us, and today we recognize that Jesus came not just for a small group of people, but for the whole world. When those wise men who were seeking the truth came from the east and found the truth in the manger or in the house at Bethlehem. So the message for us is that, yes, we rejoice in these feasts of Christmas Day and the Epiphany today. We have the faith. We're gifted with that ability to understand what it's all about. And it's for us really to help other people, our neighbours, our friends, and people in our part of the world, to, as it were, to remove the whitewash so that they too might be able to understand what it is that we're really celebrating. So that's our message today. It's the message of the Mass, that we go out and spread the good news. And we pray that we'll all be gifted with the way of making that possible by the way that we live our lives and the way that we treat other people. That's it.